a.m. at the Pearson International Airport under overcast skies. It's raining. Temperature is 9 degrees. The relative humidity is 90%. Winds are of the northeast at 15 kilometers per hour. And the barometric pressure, 101.2 kilopascals and rising slowly. Latest Toronto weather radar shows that rain is observed south of the line from Grand Bend through to Tweed. And the motion is east-northeastwards at 50 kilometers per hour. At Toronto Island, it's raining. Temperature is 9 degrees. And up in the Buttonville-Markham area, it's overcast with some very light rain and 9 degrees. At Hamilton, they're overcast with rain. Temperature is 7 degrees. The relative humidity is 100%. Winds are at the northeast at 37, gusting to 48 kilometers per hour. And the barometric pressure, it's steady at 101.1 kilopascals. Looking across southern Ontario, at Windsor, they're raining in 9 degrees. Sarnia, raining in 7. London, rain in 8. Kitchener, rain in 8 degrees. St. Catharines, raining in 8. Niagara Falls, is raining. Temperature is 8 degrees. Montforest, is a temperature of 8 degrees. Wyarton, is partly cloudy in 9 degrees. Wasaga Beach, has a temperature of 8. Barrie, has a temperature of 9. Amaskoka, they're cloudy in 10 degrees. Peterborough, is cloudy in 8 degrees. Trenton, moderate rain, 9 degrees. Kingston, also moderate rain in 9 degrees. At Ottawa, they're cloudy in 10 degrees. And Buffalo, New York, moderate rain in 9 degrees. The forecast for Metro Toronto and vicinity, today rain ending near midday and mainly cloudy. Northeast winds to 30 kilometers per hour and a high of 15. For tonight, a few clouds with fog patches developing and a low near 5. And for Monday, fog patches lifting in the morning, then becoming mainly sunny, but clouding over late in the day, a high of 18. Probability of precipitation is 80% today, 10% tonight, and 20% on Monday. The forecast for Barrie Huronia, including Collingwood and Orillia, and also for Grey Bruce, including Owen Sound, and for Waterloo, Wellington, Dufferin, including Kitchener. Today will be mainly cloudy with a high of 15. For tonight, a few clouds with patchy fog developing and an overnight low near 4. For Monday, fog patches lifting, then becoming mainly sunny in the morning, but clouding over again late in the day with a high of 16. The probability of precipitation is 20% for today, 10% tonight, and 20% on Monday. The marine synopsis for the Great Lakes has a low with an average central pressure of 29.70 inches over extreme southwestern New York State, moving to the eastern seaboard overnight. A north to south ridge with an average central pressure of 30.10 inches over western Lake Superior, moving to lie over central Lake Ontario by late Monday morning. The marine forecast then for the period ending at 11 a.m. Monday for western Lake Ontario, winds northeast 20 to 25 knots, diminishing to north 15 knots this afternoon, and to light and variable overnight. For weather, rain ending this afternoon, then just mist patches, and waves 1 to 2 meters subsiding to less than 1 meter overnight. For eastern Lake Ontario, winds northeast 15 knots, increasing to 20 to 25 knots early this afternoon, and diminishing to north 15 knots this evening. Winds becoming light and variable on Monday. For weather, rain and mist ending this evening, and waves building to 1 to 2 meters this afternoon and subsiding to less than 1 meter on Monday. And for Georgian Bay, winds northeast 10 knots, backing to north this afternoon and becoming light and variable tonight. For weather, mist and fog patches and waves less than 1 meter. For latest marine wind reports for the Great Lakes, looking first at Lake Ontario at Port Weller, winds are out of the east-northeast at 20 knots. Burlington Pier, winds out of the northeast 10 knots. Toronto Island, winds are of the east-northeast at 12, gusting to 19 knots. Toronto Headlands, northeasterly winds at 16 knots. Cobourg, east-northeast at 9 knots. At our buoy located south of Port Hope, winds out of the east-northeast at 10 knots. And Point Petrie, winds are of the northeast at 14, gusting 22 knots. For Georgian Bay at Britt, winds are out of the east-northeast at 3 knots. Our northern Georgian Bay buoy, winds out of the north-northeast at 4 knots. Western Island, northeast at 9 knots. Wasaga Beach, northeast at 4 knots. Wyarton, north-northeast, 8 knots. And at Cove Island, northeast at 5 knots. For Lake Huron at Oliphant, east-northeasterly winds at 7 knots. And Goderich, northeasterly at 13 knots.
This is Tyrone Sutherland with a synopsis of the general weather conditions affecting southern Ontario. Somewhat changeable weather conditions can be expected over southern Ontario for at least the next few days as a series of weak disturbances track across the Great Lakes. An area of rain and drizzle associated with a system moving just to the south of the lower Great Lakes today will give way to a variable amount of cloud this afternoon. Now, while some sunshine can be expected in most areas on Monday, another disturbance moving out of the American prairies will bring showers again to extreme southwestern Ontario by late Monday and to the remainder of the district by Tuesday. Temperatures will be near seasonal today, with slightly milder air pushing back into the regions beginning on Tuesday.
The forecast for Metro Toronto and vicinity, today rain ending near midday and mainly cloudy. Northeast winds to 30 kilometers per hour and a high of 15. For tonight, a few clouds with fog patches developing and a low near 5. And for Monday, fog patches lifting in the morning, then becoming mainly sunny, but clouding over late in the day, a high of 18. Probability of precipitation is 80% today, 10% tonight, and 20% on Monday. The forecast for Barrie Huronia, including Collingwood and Orillia, and also for Grey Bruce, including Owen Sound, and for Waterloo, Wellington, Dufferin, including Kitchener. Today will be mainly cloudy with a high of 15. For tonight, a few clouds with patchy fog developing and an overnight low near 4. For Monday, fog patches lifting, then becoming mainly sunny in the morning, but clouding over again late in the day with a high of 16. The probability of precipitation is 20% for today, 10% tonight, and 20% on Monday. The forecast for Halton, Peel, York, Durham, Peterborough and the Quarters, including Lindsay. Today, rain ending, then becoming mainly cloudy, with northeast winds to 40 kilometers per hour and a high of 15. For tonight, a few clouds with fog patches developing overnight low near 5. And for Monday, fog patches lifting, then becoming mainly sunny in the morning, but clouding over late in the day and a high of 18. The probability of precipitation is 80% today, 10% tonight, and 30% on Monday. The forecast for the Hamilton-Wentworth region. For today, the rain will be ending this afternoon, then mainly cloudy, with northeast winds of 50 kilometers per hour and a high of 16. Tonight, a few clouds with fog patches developing overnight low near 5. And for Monday, fog patches lifting in the morning and becoming mainly sunny, but clouding over late in the day and a high of 18. The probability of precipitation is 80% today, 10% tonight, and 20% on Monday. The forecast for the Niagara region, including St. Catharines, the rain will be ending late this afternoon, then mainly cloudy, with northeast winds of 30 kilometers per hour and a high of 14. For tonight, a few clouds with patchy fog developing, overnight low near 4. And for Monday, fog patches lifting in the morning, then becoming mainly sunny by afternoon, with increasing cloudiness late in the day, a high of 17. The probability of precipitation is 90% today, 10% tonight, and 20% on Monday. And the forecast for the Parry-Sound-Muskoka region for today will be mainly cloudy, but becoming mainly sunny later this afternoon with a high near 16. For tonight, a few clouds with fog patches developing overnight and a low near 3. And for Monday, mainly sunny with a high of 17. The probability of precipitation is 20% today, 0% tonight, and 20% on Monday.
Here is the additional form weather information for the following regions. For Niagara, Waterloo, Wellington, Dufferin, Wentworth, Halton, Peel, and York, Durham, the most likely precipitation amounts 2 to 5 millimeters today, except 5 to 10 millimeters in the Niagara area, nil tonight and nil again on Monday. Dry and index, poor in precipitation this morning, becoming 25 or moderate this afternoon, 35 to 40 or moderate on Monday. For the Grey Bruce and Huronia area, the most likely precipitation amounts trace to 2 millimeters today, nil tonight and nil again on Monday. Dry and index, 30 or moderate today, except poor in scattered morning showers, 35 or moderate on Monday. The growing degree day forecast for the 5-day period from May 13 to 18 is 42 to 47 in the north and eastern areas and 50 to 55 in the southwestern areas. Now for a look at the extended forecast, for south central Ontario, including metropolitan Toronto, for Parry Sound, Muskoka, Huronia, Grey Bruce, and Peterborough and the Coatis regions, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, variable cloudiness with scattered showers and possible thunderstorms each day, the low on Tuesday near 8, the low on Wednesday and Thursday near 11, highs on Tuesday and Wednesday near 19, and high on Thursday near 22. Normal temperatures for this time of year, a low of 6 and a half 18. And for the Niagara area, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, variable cloudiness and warm with scattered showers and possible thunderstorms each day. A low on Tuesday near 11, the low on Wednesday and Thursday near 14, and highs each day near 24 degrees. Normal temperatures for this time of year, low of 7 and a high of 19.
They got here small.